Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ladies and gentlemen, we want to tell you right off the bat, we have a new show, a live show at the Third Floor Comedy Club happening every Wednesday.
In Montreal.
8:30 p.m. it starts, right beside him.
On Crescent Street.
Stogie Cigar Lounge. Bill Burr talks about in his podcast. It's that place. Stogie Cigar Lounge, third floor, has a comedy club. It's a thing called Comfort Zone. It's basically comedians that are forced to do their sets under some weird circumstances. Sometimes they're getting waxed, sometimes they're getting fucked. You never know what's going to happen on these wacky-ass shows, and it's streamed live on my YouTube channel if you can't make it to Montreal in person. Now that that's out of the way, the man in front of me is none other than comedy legend Mike Ward.
I am Mike Ward. You're Pantelis, and our friend there is Yanni Steve. Yeah, are you going to yawn? But when you knew I was going to mention your name, and you're like...
You waited.
No, because... You normally take longer to you'll say something back, and then
I had nothing though. I pulled up beside me.
Yeah.
Like, he sent it over to me, and I was like, I don't know what to say.
I don't do this ball. Yeah, but the Comfort Zone thing is interesting. I think we're
These
adding
are,
new cameras.
Open micers or the professional comics? Open micers. There's a mix,
but it's mostly open micers that go up. There's also lottery spots, but that's just to fuck around. But in general, they like. One guy, a few of them actually, they're getting waxed. They don't know when the strip's going to get pulled off while they're telling jokes.
So they have no shirt on? Just that is fucking awkward as fuck.
Well, we had an awkward situation that happened last week because my partner in crime over there, Josh Shapiro, he's one of the Hebrews, if you haven't guessed by his name, Josh Shapiro. And there was a guy that went on stage who was going to get waxed, a bald guy, shaved head completely, some tattoos. And then I'm like, I'm looking at the guy's face like, what the fuck? And then as he takes his shirt off, I see like tattoos everywhere. And in my head right away, I was like, bro, this guy has fucking swastikas on him. Like, this is...
He had
like,
swastikas?
No, it wasn't swastikas. Like, I like, is that... I was like, oh no, it's just some Norwegian thing, right? So I cool down. I'm like, oh, it's not...
Google Translate, kill the Jews.
Yeah, yeah. But then someone in the audience, a comic who's like, he's like pretty knowledgeable. He goes, yeah, but he has that iron cross on his thing. He had like the Nazi, the thing on his elbow. And I'm like, and this is during the show. I go, are you a Nazi, bro? And he's like, no, I just got this when I was younger. I was, you know, this and stuff. And I go, what the fuck does that mean, bro? And then I go, he's like, it's a German Iron Cross. It's for bravery, for, you know, World War II and stuff. And I was like,
so it's a German thing for bravery, World War II. That yeah. is Nazi stuff.
But then I'm like, do they still use it now? He's like, I think they still use it now. And I was like,
my friends use it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I was like, this is hilariously awkward. Uh-huh. This is hilarious, awkward. Yeah. Like, I'm not, and he kept saying, "I'm not a Nazi," and I don't believe he is a Nazi. I believe he likes unfinished mazes and that sort of thing.
Yeah. He should though, like, if you have Nazi like stuff on you, don't take your shirt off.
But that's what made me laugh. Is that I buried his head? He's like, oh, "That's a bad idea," but I've already committed.
Do you think he was like Shapiro? Oh, it ends with that. Oh, it might be Italian.
Yeah. And we had Guido. I to calm everyone's nerves, I put Guido on right after.
Okay.
Yeah. It was a train
wreck. What, did Guido get waxed?
No, just to do some stand-up.
Okay.
And it was awkward.
Was it?
Yeah, because it's not a room. The comfort zone is hard.
Okay.
It's just everyone's like doing bombing and getting waxed. And it's fun for people to watch like on stream or being there as fans. But as comics, you die. It's fucked up. Yeah. So him bombing was the funniest thing because you have to know that anybody will all bomb. You cannot bomb.
Yeah.
But the Nazi, I want to come back to the Nazi. Yeah. So he's got a shaved head. So he's a skinhead. Was he wearing a bomber and he had Doc Martens?
I don't know. He knows.
I have no clue, bro. I
You're a terrible producer.
I didn't pay attention. What?
Letting these Nazis come on board. Yeah, I think he had the full casting look, but he's not a Nazi. I think he just likes the style.
By the way, the Iron Cross has been used by the German Empire from 1871 to 1918. So the bad guys in First World War One.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
And the Nazi Germans in from 1933 to 1945.
It's still being used, right?
Negative.
Oh, I think everything that was used maybe by the Nazis.
Maybe a Nazi.
Alleged.
Maybe, I said. Allegedly. Maybe. Well, he has. That's definitely some symbolism.
I have a. I actually don't have it anymore, but I had a police record because altercation with a Nazi when I was young.
Was
I,
it this guy at the open mic?
It wasn't this guy. It was when I was like when I was really young. I had built some nunchucks like Gus, and I went out.
They're called Gus Chucks now.
Gus Chucks. So I had my homemade Gus Chucks, but I've never used them. And but I'd practice at home, and then I was going out with my friends, and we were going downtown. So I figured I'll bring a weapon just in case shit happens. I'll pull the nunchucks out and I'll fuck people up.
Bro, you were the Steven Seagal of Quebec City.
Yeah. So I'm in the center part of Quebec City, and there used to be a Wendy's. So we go to Wendy's, we eat, and then we're outside, and there was there were ketchup packs. And I just step on one, and the ketchup, like, squirts, and then we're laughing, step on another one, and then I hear a guy going, "Hey!" And I look, and it's a skinhead that he was, like, he was in the darkness. Like, he was just in the dark, so I couldn't see.
A lot of them
see.
Hang out there.
Yeah. So he stands up, and he's, like, a 25-year-old skinhead, and I'm, like, a 13, 14-year-old kid. And he goes, who did that? And then I go.
Oh, you sprayed him?
Yeah. And like I sprayed his boots, and he goes, "You sprayed my boots." And I'm like, "Hey man, I'm sorry, I didn't know you were there." And he was like, "Look, clean this up." So I take my napkin and I wipe the ketchup off his boot, and he goes, "Clean it with your mouth." And I'm like,
"All right,
I'm not gonna lick your boot."
You even, went too far,
even
Nazi.
Just like rubbing your foot. I'm just doing it because you're a fucking
25-year-old now,
25-year-old criminal. And I'm a fucking little kid, and I had the nunchucks, and I was like, I should pull them out. And I hit him, but you know when you're little? I was like, maybe, I knew if I hit a kid my age on the head with the stick, he'd die. But I was like, maybe a grown-up's head is tougher. So I didn't want to be like, hit him and him just go like, and then beat the fuck out of me. So I didn't pull the nunchucks out. I just ran away. And then I ran away, went up to the roof of the Quebec City Hilton. And then I was looking around and he was... Like I could see him. Like he was looking for me around the Hilton, and I was like, God damn, okay.
For ketchup.
Yeah, and then I went downstairs, called my dad, and I was like, come get me at the Hilton. Then went back up on the roof, and then waited for my dad. It wasn't the actual roof; I think it was a balcony. But I waited when I saw my dad's truck and went down, got in the truck, and I should have forgotten about that story. But then Monday morning, since we were little English kids. This was a dude from Toronto. He knew that there were only two English high schools in Quebec City. So he went to both high schools to find
over
me.
Ketchup on
over
his shoe.
Over ketchup on it. And this is a fucking 25-year-old man. So I see him waiting
outside.
You know
what? The Nazis, very committed. I kind of like, they commit to the bit. I like
so
this.
He's waiting outside, and I'm like, this motherfucker. And I hated him, but I couldn't do anything because I was just a little kid. But I'm very.
Did he recognize you?
I don't think so. I didn't go out. Like, I just waited. I waited for him to, like, leave. And then when he went to where the school buses were, I went and got a city bus.
Was he going to beat the shit out of a child in front of other children?
Yeah, in front of the school. I could have just went to see my principal and said, this piece of shit. But the way I was like, don't rat. Yeah. So anyway, so I remembered this fucking guy. And I hated, like, that was why I hated Nazis. It wasn't because of what they did to Jewish people. It was just because
they were mean to me.
One of them was mean to me. So then when I was 16, I got my car and we're driving around the city. And I tell one of my friends in the car, I was like, I tell him the story. And we're like, these fucking skinheads, what a bunch of pieces of shit. And then we see a skinhead on the side of the street, side of the road. So I'm like, let's go fuck this guy up. So we get out of the car. I had a baseball bat, grab a baseball bat. And I didn't hit the guy, but I was just like, hey. Give me your coat and give me your boots. And it was winter time. He was like, I can't give you my coat. I'm like, I'm either going to beat the fuck out of you or you give me your coat, you give me your boots. So he gives me his boots, gives me his coat. And then I fucking get back in the car and we drive around. And we start doing this for like about a year. Every time we'd see a skinhead, we'd take his boots and we'd take his coat. And every fucking time. And
so you guys were never cold.
And at first, no, I was super warm. And then we'd just give them out. We'd go to school and we'd be like, hey.
You want to be a Nazi?
Well, what size are you? Because the Doc Martens, yeah. Everyone likes Doc Martens. Or yeah. They used to anyway. So we'd give people Doc Martens. And we gave, like the bombers, we'd always throw them out because they always had fucking like patches. Swastikas and shit. But, and at first, we'd just steal the boots and the coat. And then like a lot of the people, they'd pretend like they weren't Nazis. So we'd try to trick them. So we'd pretend like we were Nazis. So then they'd say Nazi stuff to us. And then we'd go, you motherfucker, I got you. And then we'd steal their shit.
Mike shows up. He's like, the media feels like he's controlled by someone. What do you think, stranger?
No, but because the first time we did that, we asked this kid, we're like, hey, you're a Nazi? And he was like, no, I'm not a Nazi. And we're like, no, you're Nazi. And he's like, I'm not Nazi. And we're like, it's cool. It's cool. We're all Nazis. We're all Nazis. And then he was like, really? Yeah, we're Nazis too. We not. And the hate and the fucking and all the shit, you know, then the black people. And he was like, why is one of your friends black? He's, you know.
That's our nickname. That's not. See, we're all Nazis, bro.
But yeah, so we like one of the guys, we pretended like we were Nazis. And then after a while, it got so easy. We wouldn't even ask them for their coats. We just, as soon as we'd see one. One time I didn't even have my baseball bat. I just had my scraper to take the snow off. So I just got out of my car and I started hitting the guy with the broom part. So he was just getting like the fucking plastic little hairs. And he was like, what are you doing? And I'm just hitting him on the head. And I take his fucking coat. And this went on for the longest time. And then finally we stole some guy's coat that was his father was a cop. So he, like, after I got the coat and the boots, he just looked at my license plate. And he was like, okay. So he told his father that's a cop, hey, this guy stole my coat. So the cops came and arrested me. And then I go to court with my friend Mike. His name was Mike, too. His mother was dating a judge that was our judge that we were getting. So I was like, oh, fuck. He told me, he was like, my mom's dating the judge. So I'm good. So I show up to court. I'm wearing a fucking suit. I got my briefcase. He shows up. He's wearing an Iron Maiden T-shirt. He doesn't give a fuck because his mom's banging the judge. But the only thing is, his mom didn't have, his last name was Sponza. His mom had her maiden name. So she didn't tell him my son is Mike Sponza. She just said my son Michael is going to court and with his friend he's a bum. He's a fucking little rebel. He's a fucking criminal. So we show up to court.
You're dressed nicely.
I'm dressed like I'm in a suit. I'm fucking well-mannered. I look presentable. And I got this fucking piece of garbage. So he got, and I'm the one that actually hit the kid. And he was just there. He got the maximum penalty he could get, and I got the minimum.
It's amazing.
Yeah, and I fucking hit the kid. I hit the kid with a stick.
His mom's not good at sex.
And I'm the one that stole. Yeah. So his mom blew a judge. So
that you could be free.
Yeah, yeah.
And her kid's in prison. That may have been her plan all along.
Yeah. And I had the weirdest. I had 40 hours community service. He had, I think it was 400.
God damn.
So he got a lot of community service.
That's a lot.
Yeah, you got to fill that up. You got a full-time job, week's worth?
Yeah, and he got a 10-week. He got 2.5 months full-time.
God damn.
Like a whole summer he had to work for free.
Oh, that sucks.
Like it was the maximum they gave. And I had to work in an old folks home that was, like they made me pick. They were like, what do you want? And I was always good with old people. And this was a retirement home for people that left the loony bin. So when they were too old, I didn't know you could retire from being a lunatic. So when they were too much trouble for the loony bin, they put them in this fucking old folks home. And the first day I'm there, they're all nice. And there's this one lady, she thought I was handsome. And whenever she'd see me, she'd shake and she'd piss her pants.
You told me.
It was fucking disgusting. And there was another guy, he loved the church and he couldn't speak. And the church in front of the home had burnt down and he witnessed it. He saw it. but he couldn't speak and he couldn't tell anyone. So the only thing he loved in the world burnt in front of him.
And he did the opposite of helping
him. Yeah, and he did nothing. But so the first day I'm there, I'm around people and I'm always nervous. Like I'm not good with lunatics, so I guess no one is.
Well, I beg to differ.
Yeah. So
Guido's very good with them.
So I'm there, and then the first day they're like, "Hey, we're gonna go bowling," and I'm like, "Fuck, I love bowling." So I go and I fuck them up. Like I beat the shit out of them. Like I'm fucking bowling like a 180. Like I'm doing really good, and they're bowling like, you know, two hands under, like
going between, in the gutter,
like retards. So imagine old retarded people bowling. So they got 40,
that's a good sport.
40, 50, 60, and I'm fucking bowling 180. I'm just destroying them. But it ruined, like the first day they loved me, and then as soon as I beat them, they were all sore losers. So the lady, the pissed when she saw me because she was happy. Every day when she'd see me, like my job was to empty out the trash bench, she'd piss in her garbage can just so I'd have piss.
Oh yeah, I think in the garbage. That's disgusting.
Yeah. It was horrible. So it was a long 40 hours. Yeah.
But at least you got through it.
Yeah.
And your friend died in prison.
Yeah, and he ended up doing 400 hours for being a
an accomplice.
An accomplice. He was a witness. He was a witness to my crime. Yeah. It was my car, and I'm the one that had the weapon. I'm the one that used the weapon, and it was my car. He was just in my car.
What you're saying is the legal system works.
Yeah. And he was so funny. Like the guy's name, I remember the guy that we robbed, the Nazi guy. His last name was L'Italien.
The Italian.
So we go, "What's your name?" And he goes, let's say Jean L'Italien. And then my friend Mike Sponsor goes, "I'm Italian too." And I was like, "No, it's his last name." Oh, okay.
What a fucking idiot.
What did he choose?
I forget what he got. He got, I think, I don't know. I think he had to pick a couple of things.
Okay.
Like, I think he picked trash for a while. I think he had to cut trees.
Trees?
Like, it's been like, I was 16, so it's
with
been
a chainsaw?
Like, it's been like 30 years.
Well, yeah, no, with hope.
No, with karate chops.
Yeah. Nunchucks, bro.
Like Steven Seagal.
Yeah, he's Steven Seagal the Forest.
Speaking of Forest, you told me that you went to the Christmas Village downtown.
Yeah, I went to the Christmas Village.
And I told you it's a retard idea.
You never told me any of that, but it was the Quebec City
is
one
it
is
free?
Nice. Yeah, it's free.
Oh, at least.
Yeah, the Quebec, but it's cold. Anyways, the Quebec City one is nice.
It's cold. That's one of the problems about an outdoor thing in
the winter.
Winter
in Montreal. Exactly.
Like these motherfuckers.
That's 100% their fault. Go on.
Stupid.
So we pull up. Half the shit is boarded up. And then the other
economic times. Bro. How many elves do you think they're
gonna hire? And then the other half of the stores are just selling soap. And it's really like crazy expensive.
Were they just selling soap to you, like this guy?
No,
really?
It's and candles.
Were they all offering you gum?
Yeah. No. And it's like crazy, like artisanal soap that's like, you know, super
Hello,
expensive.
Hello, sir. Do you want to buy deodorant?
Yeah, perfume.
No, I'm good. Are you sure, sir?
Yeah, perfume. Do you want to jump in that frozen lake for a second?
And like, they had candles, and one of the candles was like, if you wanted like a candle, like from where you get like at stores and shit, it had the regular like the rope to burn, and that was $20, and then like
$20,
and then there was another one but they were wooden wicks, so those were $30. It was $10 more expensive just for wooden wicks to burn. I was like, what? This doesn't make any sense. Like $10. Difference. I was like, this is stupid.
And then you tell her, I have wood at home. I can make this.
Yeah. And a nunchuck.
But then there was also this sandwich place.
Oh, obviously.
That they make with that special cheese. Fuck, what was it called?
Special cheese.
Raquette, it's called.
Oh, raclette.
Raclette. Raclette.
The Swiss,
I'm like, man, I'm all about cheese. And I go to have the cheese, and it's like ham, pickles, and shit, and like mustard, and the melted cheese. I'm like, it was gonna be fucking dope as shit. But the thing is, when I approach the stand,
they boarded up
the whiff of the cheese. I don't know why it made me want to vomit. So as I'm getting closer, I'm going to go.
This is oh,
I'm like, I'm gonna have fucking cheese. Ah,
you started yelling like that.
Yeah.
All right. I feel so bad for his girlfriend.
And my girlfriend's laughing.
Can we go one time where you don't embarrass me? Yeah. He's like, I'm not going to embarrass you. It's a Christmas village. 30 minutes later, oh, jeez.
But I can't. And we're getting close. And I go, and then I'm in line. I'm like,
And you stayed in the lineup because she's like,
no, no,
he's
gonna,
more fat than he is sick.
She's like, you're gonna like the cheese. I'm like, I don't think I'm gonna like the cheese. It makes me want to vomit. I want to leave. And she's like, no, no, you'll like it. So then it made me try the cheese. I tried the cheese and it didn't taste like it smelled. It was really gonna go, oh. So then the whole time, but while I'm waiting there, because the scent of the melted cheese, I guess.
So I vomited everywhere.
I order and then I'm waiting for the sandwich that I ordered. And then I'm waiting. Like everyone was just staring at me. I'm like, God damn, what the
and
fuck?
And you were yelling out. Just dry even. Disgusting.
I was trying to hide it, but I couldn't because just the whiff of, it would hit me in the face. But
couldn't
the
you, like, you should have left and got your girl to wait in line for you. If she didn't mind the odor. I
well,
guess
Mike,
she
hindsight is 20/20.
I guess, you know.
I don't think as well as you, Mike Ward.
Probably her sucking your dick made her get used to that smell.
Yeah, yeah. Aww. Like, hey, yeah. What's it bad? Yeah. Smells like your penis.
Like smells like your pre-cup.
So yeah. That's disgusting. Yeah. So then I get the sandwich.
Was it delicious?
It was disgusting.
Was it?
The cheese was good, but then because it's cold.
The cheese you said was the problem.
Hold on.
The cheese was the problem.
The cheese was good, but
the rest was disgusting.
But it was really cold, so it fucking froze right away. So it was just weird smelly cheese.
So it's melted cheese on cold bread?
On cold bread and a cold ham, and my teeth were hurting because I have sensitive teeth. So it was like eating. It was like really weird tasting ice cream almost.
What a weird life you lead.
Yeah.
How much was it?
$35. $22 for one. And it wasn't even half of a baguette. It was like a quarter of a baguette.
Yeah, they're criminals. Mm. Never trust a Christmas village. Yeah. Never trust the village.
I was very upset.
You figure a Christmas village is where you'll get good deals on stuff.
From who? Where is it?
Renex Plaza.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, it sounded like shit. It's right where the Just for Last Festival was.
Yeah, there
were
some nice lights. That's it. And it felt like, why would you do this?
Because your girlfriend like
you know had what the, I like nah, not really. She hated it as well.
What
she
I
was
like about Christmas villages is when you drive by them, you slow down a little. You go, that's fucking beautiful, and then you go home,
and then you leave. Yeah, you're like, that's nice. I'm out.
Yeah. What happened to your thing? Do you need to?
I think I tightened it before, but it's at the it maxed out when I tightened it. It's okay. Yeah, now it loosens.
But yeah, because apparently the one in Quebec City is like really nice, so she was expecting the same thing, but then she's like,
had you ever been to the one in Quebec
City? I think I've been.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who do you think you've been?
I think I've been. I'm pretty sure.
You know what's fucked
up
about Quebec City? This week I saw, you know, there's the carnival in Quebec City?
Yeah.
Carnaval de Quebec. And the mascot is the only mascot in the world that speaks. Right? Most mascots never speak.
Does he speak?
Yeah.
Isn't he a giant cum?
He's a big fat
mascot.
He's
of
a cum, no?
No, he's I think he's supposed to be a snowman.
No, he's too thin.
But he's I guess he melted a little.
Quebec City mascot?
Yeah. Yeah, Bonhomme Carnaval. He's
Bonhomme
Carnaval. And he talks.
I didn't know he talks.
Yeah. And it's weird. Like,
is it all political stuff?
It's all
the thing with these Jews.
Yeah, all
oh my
he
god,
does.
That was the mascot of Quebec City?
Yeah.
I thought that was in Ghostbusters.
No,
Ghostbusters
you're
bigger.
Thinking about
the marshmallow
tire
man,
guy,
the puff,
or
whatever. The marshmallow, the puff state, the state puff marshmallow man.
Yeah, but
since I grew up in Quebec City, I never thought it was weird that our mascot spoke, and then as I grew older, I was like, I've never seen another mascot speak.
They don't speak.
They never speak. They mime shit and they dance. But he's
like
he
talks. Does he go on TV and speak?
Yeah, he does interviews.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Huh, interesting.
What is
the first picture is him with a microphone.
Oh,
yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah, it's retarded.
Yeah, look at this.
Yeah, do you want to put it?
Oh, yeah, there he is.
He's got a mic.
He's about to drop a mixtape.
He's a mask on. We're a fucking retard. Look at that. Yeah,
why is he? He's wearing a mask. Oh, fuck. We should send him to your dad's house to vaccinate him.
That'll be amazing.
You know what's crazy? You know what's crazy though?
I fucking hate
these fucking white guys.
I think because they had to put see through because he sees out of the mouth hole.
Well, he's not seeing. Then your dad could have fucking nunchucked the shit out of that guy.
Yeah, like the eye holes. Because it's too big.
So they blinded the man. He probably said, "Okay, put the mask on. I won't move, and then take it off so I can walk away."
Where's that?
Or he should have at least worn the mask, kind of like someone that has to at their job. So it's
where it's everywhere else. Oh, but where it's
when I was at the airport, there was a lady at the Montreal airport. I guess they told all the employees you have to start wearing masks again to show that you take it seriously. And this lady, you could tell she fucking hated it. So her mask was down to here.
It was just on her chin.
Like at first, like I was like, I tapped Michelle and I'm like, look at that. Fuck, that lady doesn't like wearing a mask because it was down here. And then she started talking and she was talking. And every time she'd talk, it'd go down. And she just kept it there for like the longest time.
I like it.
Yeah. It was so funny.
I'm tired of that shit.
Yeah. Did you see why would I mention that? Fuck it.
Oh, you were going to say they may impose measures again?
Yeah, they may try.
I don't want to. Yeah. No, they're not going to.
Yeah, I don't think they're going. Even if they do, it's too depressing right now. It's not happening.
Yeah.
So I don't want to talk about that. Yeah. I hope people just do. If you're sick, put it on. If not, just fuck off.
To your discretion, as they say.
Yo, speaking of discretionary matters, we have to talk about the NHL. Because I found out today something funny. Carey Price got in trouble because he made a tweet or an Instagram post about guns. He's like, yo, I like my rifles.
And he used the hashtag Pauly.
Is that okay? That's what I wanted to ask you.
Because he used the hashtag Pauly, and the day of the, I think, the 35-year anniversary of the Polytechnic, there was a guy at the Polytechnic in Montreal.
Which is a university.
University, and he went in and murdered all the women.
Yeah. So Carey Price was trying to brag.
So, but Carey Price was, and he was like, I didn't know. And for real, I'm sure he didn't know. And then he was like, I didn't know. And then people lost their shit. They were like, how can you not know? You lived in Montreal.
Hashtag Pauly, he meant politics, right? Canadian Pauly. That's what they call it.
Or like polyamorous, maybe.
No, it
was
that
do with guns?
I don't know. Maybe he's really into them.
I don't know what it was like. Sure, I guess, yeah, because I was like, what is that short for? Because I think, too, it was hashtag Pauly, P-O-L-L-Y.
Oh, that's weird.
So I was like, what is that even fucking short for? There's nothing. There's nothing, but it's probably, a nickname for politics.
L-L-Y. Is that what he put?
I think that's what he put.
Oh, that's making it. What is that? Pauly sounds like a person's name.
But even like Polytechnic is P-O-L-I.
That's what I'm saying. I thought it was P-O-L-I.
Yeah.
So that's what I thought.
So maybe that's what it was. I thought it was L-L-Y. But and then people got angry. They were like, how can you have lived here for so long and not know what it is? And because he got here after the massacre.
Yeah.
And but then people were like, every year we have a fucking, we talk about it on social media. And before that, every year
we do brag about it news. A lot. It's very unbecoming.
We're very proud of that.
Yeah, it's disgusting. So now he's in trouble?
So now I think it's over already. Oh. Like people just got angry for a day. And it's easy to explain. You go, the guy didn't know.
Yeah, why would he do it on purpose?
If he knew, do you think he'd go, fuck these bitches. Fuck these women. Let's get guns.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, they overreacted.
He's a guy from BC that likes to shoot.
I get it.
Yeah.
He's not hurting anybody.
Yeah, exactly.
The only pain he caused is when he let in a lot of goals. That's it. Yeah,
and I'm looking at the Instagram post. I don't see.
It's him in like hashtag a camouflage.
Yeah, it just says, I love my family, I love my country, and I care for my neighbor. I'm not a criminal or a threat to society.
Sounds like a direct threat.
What Justin Trudeau is trying to do is unjust. I support the CCFR.
Let's go murder him.
Support the CCFR _ CCDAF.
Hashtag fuck women.
To keep my hunting tool. Thank you for listening to my opinion.
Oh, so, but see, like if that's on Facebook, you can edit your post. And Instagram, I think
Instagram.
You can edit.
Instagram you can edit as well, yeah.
So there was a little part of that
fuck
post
these cunts.
That got edited.
Yo, women, should we shoot them?
That's funny.
I think people will react on purpose.
Yeah.
Because people know. Like,
I just don't like...
You don't like the disingenuous about, like, they know that he's not trying to shoot women.
It's not just that. It's if you like guns, you can like guns. You can like stuff that, you know, it could hurt other people. Like if you like knives and shit, right? Like, why is it acceptable to like knives?
It's not.
Of course it is.
It's a weird behavior.
No, but that'd if be you even like what scary. You like, for real, like seeing Carey Price with a gun, I'm like, he likes guns. Seeing Carey Price with a knife, yeah, going, no one's gonna take my knife away.
I'm hunting.
Yeah. Or if you like cars.
Like who I imagine now with a knife is Kanye West. I imagine him having a knife on him at all times.
No, I imagine
now.
his dad with a knife. I imagine
no him. It's not. Jokes,
I imagine Kanye West with a giant bug catching net.
He fuck with him.
You saw what he did on InfoWars. I sent you the clips.
Yeah.
How funny was that?
Oh, ridiculous.
Brian died.
I think he's ready for a comeback though.
Yeah, he's ready for. Yeah, I love that Alex Jones was uncomfortable. He's like, but no, you like their style. You don't like the Nazis.
Yeah.
He's like, no, I think we got to stop talking shit about the Nazis. They're so cool. He's like,
yeah.
The Nazis were criminals. They kill people. You know that, right? And he's like, nah, these Jews are exaggerating. Mm. And he's like, you can tell he's like, what the fuck's he saying?
I love how he tried to steal bits from the intellectuals. He thought I wouldn't notice.
Yeah, which bit?
The top 5.5 list that we did where we were being like sarcastic about the good things about Nazis and shit.
You know what you should do for next episode is get Adam to wear a mask.
Or a black mask. And say the same things.
Yeah.
You know, and have a coat with brands on it. Like, what the fuck is that coat he's wearing? He's wearing like a fucking Kawasaki coat.
Yeah.
He has a coat, but it's under the boxes that he's not allowed to touch.
Yeah, anyways, what does that mean?
Like, he has a coat that, anyways, whatever.
The boxes that.
Why
do
you think, anyways, whatever?
Touch.
It's a podcast. You brought it up.
Yeah, because we got him this coat from Village de Valeur. Remember you gave us money?
Okay, no, I
thought you were talking about Kanye.
Kanye
West. You have no idea how to have a conversation.
Oh, sorry.
So I was listening to Kanye West music. Dude, his fucking all the cowboy shit. You're like, what are you talking about? Elvis, but we're talking
Adam.
About Elvis, right?
Yeah. Oh, no, because you said Adam, we should have Adam wear like a coat with
like a mask. Yeah. And then I said, and he's wearing that coat. So yeah. I meant Kanye's coat.
Oh, okay. I misunderstood.
Thought I was talking.
I thought you meant like a coat with like patches and shit.
Like the Hells Angels?
No, like I don't know, Nazi patches.
Like the Hells Angels?
So does Adam have Nazi patches?
No, he doesn't.
No, only tattoos.
You should get Adam a fucking Nazi tattoo on his back.
Oh, because I never know.
Yeah.
Like, we'll pay you. What is it? A mermaid.
How did you get a mermaid?
Oh, shit. Oh, no. I would never do that to the poor guy.
Why?
Are you crazy?
Who can see it?
Yeah, but imagine one day.
And if anyone sees this on his back, if anyone's trying to bang him, they deserve to see it.
Yeah, but imagine he's like changing at his mom's house or something, and his mom walks in on him changing. What? And she notices the Nazi tattoo.
Bro, you watch a lot of porn.
I think, yeah.
She notices the Nazi tattoo.
Not that much.
And then she's like, I want to jerk off a Nazi. Like, you watch way too much porn.
If Adam
he's like, oh no, is your arm stuck in the dryer? Like, you watch way too much
if
porn.
If Adam was arm. Naked in front of me and. All I noticed was a tattoo. I'd be like, thank you, thank you, racist tattoo. I didn't look at his dick or balls.
Yeah.
I can forget a racist tattoo. I can't forget that guy's dick and balls.
Or his asshole if he's bent over. You saw the video of when they went shopping?
Yeah.
When he was changing room, he just went to the toilet, and then there's a lineup that formed, and people were yelling.
And he's putting clothes on the floor. Like a fucking...
A homeless
savage. Yeah. Like, who puts clothes on a dirty bathroom?
The best
floor?
Is wearing them after. That was the best.
Ah. And then I brought him to the back store to change.
Yeah, he was just where the employees go.
Yeah.
Should they come
there's no changing rooms in Value Village?
They took them off during the pandemic.
Because people were stealing stuff?
I think so, yeah.
Jesus Christ. Who goes and steals a $3 pair of pants?
We're looking at
insane you have to be. Because the only reason you go to Value Village is because
get some value from a village.
It's super cheap. So if you're going to steal stuff from an expensive store.
Way harder.
Yeah.
They don't see it coming to Value Village.
Yeah,
that's like, that's like mugging a homeless person.
Yeah, no one sees it coming.
No one sees it coming.
The cops don't even believe a homeless guy.
Yeah. He stole all my money.
Yeah, we're going to have him on the next episode. Yeah. Because it's been a while he hasn't been there. I want to know what he's been up to.
Oh, he hasn't been on the Intellectuals?
No, because of the delays. We went to New York, and then Guido went to get exercised. And so he went to Mexico. Yeah, it's all
Did Guido get more surgery done?
Yeah, he fixed his teeth all nice.
In Mexico?
In Mexico, yeah.
His brain is still fucked up. Yeah.
His brain was maybe that's why. Maybe they keep replacing his teeth and drilling a little too deep.
His brain is fucked. God damn. He's getting better. He's back doing stand-up.
Yeah.
Okay.
He just needs to change that poster.
Mm. Yeah.
It makes him look crazy.
I mean, he's being himself, though.
What's the name of his show? Because he's got the... Cotton Eye Joe. He's got the Cotton Eye Joe thing. Is that the name of his show?
I have no idea.
Cotton Eye Guido? It's... Does he change it to Cotton Eye Guido?
Or Mortadella Joe.
Yeah, he should change it to
Mortadella Joe.
Bro, his face.
Joey Baloney.
I Google him.
Mozzarella Joe.
Mozzarella Joe.
Oh, Google has his date of birth.
Did you just laugh and say Google has his date of birth?
Yeah, his age.
1953.
Oh, fuck. What's it called?
How old is
Guido Grasso back on track.
Oh, back on track, yeah.
Yeah, back on track. And then it's him going. On a track.
Shouldn't he sing the song Back on Track? There is a song.
There is?
Back on Track. Yeah.
This is it.
Looks great.
Ah, Christ.
I should have done the poster. I don't know why I let him do it alone. Yeah.
But and which one is it?
How did he end up on a railroad?
Yeah.
Oh, no, he has two.
Back on Track, and then there's a railroad track.
And then. But that. And then the website. It looks like he put a. And at the end of the
There's Guido Grasso, Guido Grasson. Grisso, okay, Guido, I think it's just say number two.
Yeah, but it says number two, but the way it is.
But Grasson
Guido Grasson
two. Guido Grasson two. Guido Grasson
fucking
two.
Guido.
Fucking Guido.
So why did he have
that? Okay. This guy, bro.
He misspelled his name.
Fucking train wreck.
So he's got Guido Grasso dot Eventbrite. Fuck. You know what the N is for? Probably.
I know what the N is for, but we're not saying anymore.
But it's probably for night number two.
Yeah.
But he should have done Guido Grasso 2.
Yeah.
Or Guido Grasso 26, Guido Grasso 27.
Oh, fucking Guido, bro.
Or Grasso 26. Guido Grasson.
You're the Guido from the Grasson tribe, huh? Yeah.
The other one should be Guido Grass Off.
look at the bottom video. That's amazing. That's a good still image. No, in the middle. That's a great still image.
Yeah.
No, you don't have to click on it. I'm just saying how it looks.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I'm not logged in, so it won't let me. Oh fucking
my
Guido.
God. Guido Grass On.
We love him,
though. And then there's Guido Grass. What is it? Grass GPM. What's his Instagram? Go down. What's the Instagram?
JR Junior.
Okay, Guido. Wait, was there someone called Guido Grasso on Instagram?
I don't think so.
So why did he add Junior? Does anyone know that he never goes by Guido Grasso?
His dad's
Jr.
name isn't even Guido.
What?
I think so. Yeah.
So he's Guido Grasso Junior, but he's the first.
There's
one.
No senior.
Yeah.
Oh my
Jesus.
God!
I think.
My mind.
What's his dad's mind. Name?
I have no clue.
Silvio. It'd be amazing if his dad's name is Guido Grasson. He's like, you embarrass me. Change your name. No N for you.
Yeah, I'll take away your N. I'm going to do what they did to those Americans in the South and take away their N's.
Oh, my God. but we love him, though. He's a fucking...
That's a nice suit, though. I like that there's a... It's like a... Reservoir Dogs look, but Reservoir Dogs, and then
I don't like the duck face,
old timey fucking circus clown.
I don't like the face.
Yeah,
yeah.
And I he had a beard. He looked so cool with the beard, and they made him cut it.
Yeah,
who made him cut it?
Said his friends bullied him, or somebody told him.
And what's the logo like? So he's doing two different rooms.
Yeah,
the same room.
No, it's two different rooms.
Oh, it is
two different rooms.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyways, Guido's gonna be on stage. So, get tickets if you haven't already. You can watch Guido. Go have some fun.
In half Italian.
Yeah.
What does it say? Half Italian.
I don't know.
It says partially Italian. In Italian.
Oh, partial.
Is the night two partially Italian too? Yeah. Okay. So it's the same exact show, but two different rooms.
Yeah.
Yeah. Both partially Italian. So you don't have to be Italian to watch it. And it's Guido. You watch from the podcast. Go enjoy it. You'll laugh.
Yeah, enjoy it. He's a fun time. You know how he is.
He's back on track,
as they say.
Goddamn. Poseidon.
Who's opening for him? Do you know?
Poseidon.
No, I'm not opening.
I think you're opening. He's going to ask you tomorrow, Monday.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
I don't think.
It'd be amazing if he brought you up as Poseidon. The first night you're Poseidon and the second night you're Poseidon. Poseidon 2.
Yeah, you're Poseidon. Yeah, why are you freaking out? You're happy? You got a gig?
Yeah, I am happy, actually. I don't know how to feel about it.
Are you doing it for real?
Feel honored.
I mean, if he asks me, I'll do it.
Okay.
You should feel honored.
You should do it partially in Greek.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd be able to. I can barely do it in English, Mike.
Do it
and then you
racist.
End with Vanilla Ice's Ice Ice Baby, but in Greek.
Do it partially racist against Italians.
You told me that he was going to ask me tomorrow. I already thought of the jokes that I was going to say.
Like, give us one.
Okay, one? Okay. So I'm going to butcher it now because I'm not in that headspace. Mm-hmm. I saw a poster about a store that was selling suits. And the poster said that real, authentic Italian suits.
You thought about this whole time that we were talking.
Okay.
Go on.
No, I've written this a while ago. And then, I know which ones I'm going to say. But anyways, real, authentic Italian suits. And I knew it was a lie because the model on the poster modeling the suits was a black man. Because Italians are racist.
Whoa. Who told you that?
Well, you know, because watch The Sopranos, bro.
All right, I'm not going to plug him. There's no reason to follow him. However, the man in front of me, comedy legend Mike Ward, has a website called MikeWard.ca. That's where you got to go. MikeWard.ca for all of his tour dates. Also, the best place you can link to his French podcast, Mike Ward Suzukut. Suzukut is available everywhere you get your podcasts. But if you go to Patreon.com/Suzukut, you get all the episodes first before everyone else, and you can watch it live when they're being recorded here at the Bordel. Sunday nights is when that happens.
Go to Patreon.com/MikeWardon.
Mike Wardon.
Mike Wardon, too.
Patreon.com/Pantelision for me. Follow all of my stuff. My website is pantelscomedy.com. What is it? Comedy.com. That's what it is. You'll find it. Just try it. Poseidon?
I am Poseidon.com. That's my website.
Is that who you are? What do you mean?
So Poseidon.com. Poseidon?
I am Poseidon.com.
Okay.
So he's Poseidon.com.
No, Poseidon. No. Hold on. Because Poseidon.com was not available. So
he's no longer Poseidon.com.
No, the website is I am Poseidon.com.
I am the letter Poseidon. M.
Okay.
So No.
I the letter
it's
M.
I,
Poseidon.
I am.
No, no.
Poseidon.
It's
I
am.
I Poseidon. So like think im or I
no,
am Poseidon.
No,
I am Poseidon.
No, no, no. It's
I am like instant
a,
messenger.
No, it's
I am Poseidon.com.
M Poseidon.
No. Yeah. It's I A M. P-O-S-E-I.
Impotent Poseidon. It makes sense.
Is it I-A-N like Ian?
No. It's like E-M. Like I-A-M. I-A-M. P-O-S-E-I-D-O-N.
Like Liam. So it's a Liam.
Oh,
it's
like Liam without the L. So.
Okay, so Liam.
LiamNeeson.com.
No.
Thank you guys. Go fuck yourselves.
'Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.